What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about my number one co-parenting tip for trying to co-parent with a narcissist or toxic person. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. So yes, tips on co-parenting. Y'all, I have a ton of videos on co-parenting. Just look, go on YouTube, type in Lee Hammack co-parenting with a narcissist. And you'll see a lot of videos pop up under that tab right there. I promise you, if you type in Lee Hammack co-parenting, just type in Lee Hammack co-parenting, and a ton of videos come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like at least 10, 11 videos. So check it out. But I haven't gone over this tip right here before. This is my number one tip about co-parenting with a narcissist. And this is specifically for your kids right here. This tip right here is specifically to help your kids. Like seriously, to help your kids out, to help your kids in the transitional phase and whatnot. Because y'all, control what you can control. A lot of times you only can control what goes on inside of your household when you're trying to co-parent with a narcissist, right? And typically it's not really co-parenting because they're not listening to you. They're battling, they're pushing back and forth with you or whatnot. So they're not really trying to co-parent with you per se. So what they're doing right now is that they're counter-parenting. They're trying to make your life harder. So, and by trying to make your life harder, a lot of times they make the kids' lives harder, right? So this is what I will say to y'all right here. This is my number one tip right here. Control what you can control, which is what inside your house. But depending upon what the co-parenting schedule is, if it's 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, whatever it is, if they spend any amount of time at the other parent's house or any long form of communication, like, you know, FaceTime or whatever, give your kids, when they come back to your house, give your kids time to decompress. I'll say that right there. Give your children time to decompress when they come back or get done dealing with the other parent, because you have to be the emotionally safe parent. I know it doesn't sound fair, but the emotional burden, the burden of the being emotionally safe falls onto you. You got a toxic ass co-parent, right? So the burden of being emotionally safe and making your kids feel safe falls onto you. It just does. You have to do more work. You have to put in more effort. You just have to. You have a toxic co-parent. You have to counteract their toxicity, right? And your kids deserve to grow up better than you did. Your kids deserve a fighting chance, correct? So in these situations right here, you have to put in more work. You just have to. I know it doesn't sound fair, because it's not. It's not fair that kids have you, like, it's not fair to be raised inside of toxic households with a toxic ass abusive parent that you can't control whether or not you go see. The courts put you over there 50% of the time. What can you do? You're a kid trying to survive, right? You're just trying to survive, make it to the next day. You're just trying to make it home to your emotionally safe mom, or make it home to your emotionally safe dad, or whoever it is. You know, you're just trying to make it home. You're trying to get away from it. As a kid, getting raised by at least one toxic parent, right? When you go to the emotionally unsafe parent's house, the narcissistic parent's house, the toxic parent's house, it's emotionally unsafe. It's emotional unstable over there, right? It's emotionally unstable over there in that situation, correct? So when you deal with this, so you don't feel emotionally safe. So you bottle up a lot of things. You bottle up, you repress while you're over there. You become a different version of yourself while you're over there dealing with the other parent, right? You just do. It's not the same. You don't feel safe. You don't feel validated. You get neglected. You get put in front of a tablet or a screen all day. You don't get very much interaction with them. You know, I know it's not the same for every single narcissistic parent. Not all narcissistic parents are the same. Some of them will be super active. Some of them want to be Disney dad or Disney mom or whatever. They want to be the super parent and just try to override you or whatnot. But as a kid getting raised in that household, they need to feel emotionally safe and open with you when they come home from the toxic narcissistic parent, right? So when they come home, you have to provide them a safe place. You have to give them time to decompress. You know, I don't know how much time that you need to give them, But you need to give them a little while, a couple hours, a few minutes, whatever it is. Don't just like pick them up and throw them back into the throes of life, because they have, like, if they've been repressing things over here at the other parent's house, they have nowhere to let it out at where they feel safe, because they need to feel safe with you. So you need to have a decompression stop. Like, I had a call this morning with a woman in my support group. I have a support group. We talk about this type of stuff, and this is where this video comes from. I was talking to him. The support group link is in the bio, the description of every video I do. It's called The Mental Healers, y'all. And I do morning Zoom calls with a bunch of people. So this morning, she's like, what can I do? Like, my kids come home, they're angry, they're upset or whatever. So he gets the kids like Monday and Tuesday. I forgot the schedule. He gets the kids he drops the kids off one day at school and she picks him up from school that day. You know, and I told her, like, instead of going straight home and just getting them back into the throes of life, go get some ice cream. Go to the park. Give them a little while to decompress so they can open up and talk to you. Not to try to pry information from them, but to give them a space to decompress, the space to heal, some space to grow, to get it out of their system, right? Because like this is like it's co-parenting with a narcissist. It's kind of like diving into the ocean. Diving into the depths of the ocean or lake or whatever. Because you know, the deeper you go in water, the deeper you go into water, the deeper you go towards the center of the earth, the more pressure there is, right? The more pressure there is. Like, this is how it is with being a kid with a narcissistic parent. You are faced by a lot of pressure by the toxic parent. You have a lot of different variables getting thrown at you, you know? So just like if you are deep sea diving, you know, if you go straight to the, if you go to the bottom of a lake that's 200 meters deep, right? 200 feet deep. You can't come straight back up. You can't come straight to the surface or you'll lose your life a lot of times from, what do you call it? It's called the bends, nitrogen narcosis or whatever it's called. You die. You have to have decompression stops on the way up. So even the further you go down, the longer it takes for you to decompress before you can go back to the surface. So if your relationship with your kid, right, if you, the non-narcissistic parent, if you are the emotionally safe parent, right, your relationship is this, your house is the surface of the ocean, right? Your house is the surface of the ocean. When you have to drop your kids off and they go to the other parent's house, it's pretty much like putting them in a wetsuit and dropping them to the bottom of the ocean. They're going to face pressure. They're going to face a lot of different variables. So when you're bringing them back up, when they're coming back to your house, they need a place to decompress. They need a little while to vent. You can talk to them, whatever it is. Get them a diary to write in. Give them something that allows them to express themselves in a healthy way so they're not bottling it up from the other parent's house and coming home and taking it out on you. Taking it out on their brothers and sisters that might not be by the other parent. Their step-siblings, you know, their half-siblings, whatever you call it. We don't do half-siblings in my house, but I know some people do. But that's how it goes right there. Like, give them time to decompress. Give them time to reacclimate to a healthy area, because changing environments is tough. Changing environments is tough. Going from Antarctica. It's like falling asleep in Antarctica and waking up in the middle of the Sahara Desert. Like, with the same clothes on you had in Antarctica. Or vice versa. He's going to sleep in the middle of the Sahara Desert in the heat. No water, no resources, to waking up in Alaska or Antarctica where it's freezing cold temperatures and you had on a tank top and stuff like that. You have to prepare. You have to prepare for the change of environments. So make sure that your kids give them a chance to change environments successfully. Like I said, that's why I'm just saying, like, give them a chance to decompress. Give them a chance to heal. Give them a chance to vent. Give them a chance to write things down. Give them a chance to watch a funny movie or something like that. Give them a chance. Don't prod them with questions, because like, you can ask them just general questions. Hope you guys had fun. Just open yourself up to them. Make them feel like they can talk to you. You know, make them feel like they don't need to keep a secret what happened at the other house, especially if there was some abuse, emotional, physical abuse going on. You see, give them an emotional safety. They have to be able to feel emotionally safe. They have to have that decompression stop. They have to be able to adjust to this new environment. Like I said, just going from the bottom of the ocean to the surface, you need decompression stops. Going from the Atlantic, going from Antarctica to the desert, or vice versa, you need decompress. You have to change clothes. You have to prepare for a new environment. You absolutely have to. So this is my best piece of advice to help your kids trust you, to help your kids feel emotionally safe, so you don't have to worry about them turning into narcissists. Because that's one of the things I get right there. I don't want my kid to be a narcissist. I don't want them to feel like they are emotionally stifled or not validated. This is how you do it. You give them an emotionally safe place. You give them a chance to decompress because they need it. They need it. The little kid, they need a vent. They need to ventilate. They done built up all this pressure. They just need to let it out. It's like they've been holding their breath the entire weekend or entire few days that they've been over there with the other parent. So when they come to your house, they should be able to feel like they can exhale. I hope that made sense, y'all. I hope that made sense, because I'm trying to bring you the heat to help you parents, to help you, you know what I'm saying, to help raise emotionally healthy kids, to keep the relationship you have with them strong. I hope this made sense, though, y'all. Also, if your kids are about 10 and under, I also have my kids book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, that's available on Amazon. Check it out right here. Remember It's Not Your Fault. It's helping kids that are growing up in toxic household or have a toxic parent understand, you know, about body positivity, telling the truth, not taking blame for when you have a narcissistic parent that yells and screams at you all the time. You know, that's what this book is meant to do. And I hope it reaches more people. Hope it helps you out with your kids and whatnot as well. Also subscribe to the channel, join the support group. But this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.